Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from beautiful San Francisco, California.
Today, Jill and I talk about land investment opportunity. Zip code by zip code. Hey, it's like 4th of July.
4th of July. I was just going to say, yay. Happy 4th of July. I wonder how many people are listening because no one's going to work today.
Yeah, so either a lot of people are listening or they have better stuff to do.
Exactly. Maybe they're all listening around the barbecue to this show right now with a beer in their hand.
That'd be good.
And a red, white, and blue hat.
Maybe they're on the land that they bought.
Celebrating.
Cooking hot dogs with a, with that worn out baseball hat. And just full of happiness because they saved half price on the property.
I think that's awesome.
I do too. Before I paint a different picture like that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Matt asks, hi guys, I have a deal that I'm about to pull the trigger on, but it's a step out of my traditional purchase criteria. I bought all small info lots up until now, about 20 total.
For you.
This one is $10,000 for 10 acres and without physical access. I did make a 3 to 4 minute video so you can see, so it's to make it easy for you. If you don't mind watching it and letting me know if you think it's an issue or if you think that it's fine, and if you have any advice on final due diligence that I should complete before proceeding. And he put in here, this is so great, the video link, so everyone on that thread could look at the video and look at the property and all that good stuff.
I've watched it and Jill hasn't, and that's okay.
I mean, keep reading.
Yes, absolutely. So I'll talk about it at the end.
Okay. Matt goes on to say, here are some side questions that I have. The seller says it's behind a locked gate, so I don't know if I'll be able to get a photographer in there before we open escrow. Does that concern anyone? I think it's fine, but I'd like photos before it's closed or at least before it's listed. What other due diligence would you do? I plan to double check what the deal is with the wells in the area, septic in the area, and zoning. Taxes are okay, and I'm closing with title. Thanks, Matt.
All right, Matt. I watched the video, and I think it's a fantastic property in a fantastic county in California, I think it is. And I think that, I mean, in a different situation, it could be potentially a multi-million dollar property. I think it's got some elevation issues that you probably can get around. And it looks to me like it's got legal access, but not physical access because of this gate situation. So I'm not going to give you just absolutely you shouldn't do it or absolutely you should do it. I think that, and you're actually pretty experienced at this. We know Matt.
Mm-hmm.
He actually lives pretty close to us.
I thought that's who that was, yes.
And you sound like you're already going to buy it. I think it's probably worth $200,000 to $300,000 if you can just resolve this gate issue. So that's, or you can let the new guy do it. The guy who you're going to sell it to. If you're buying it for 10 grand, you know, the guy who controls the gate might just pay $25,000 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just be done with it.
That's true.
I don't know. But where Jill and I are in our career, I honestly think I would probably pass this deal on to somebody in our group and just walk away. Because if we have to do anything other than subdivide property, which is really kind of what this show is going to be about, not subdivide, but parcel split.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have to do it, I mean, I don't know. Is it lazy? What is it?
You are.
Am I old?
Maybe. You're getting a little set in your ways, babe.
Would you do this deal?
You know what? So this is a conversation that you and I had recently about this. I'm like, hold on. Remember the number of crazy home runs that have come our way that were a little bit out of our comfort zone, but we didn't want to turn down the deal. So I'm not necessarily against those. What a great video as
Isn't
you're
it?
Scanning in here. Matt put in all his Google Earth stuff. He put in a plat map to show where the roads are, the parcel, all that good stuff. So it's not crazy. I kind of like it.
I know. I knew you were
going to
like it.
Gosh, you know what? For $10,000, I'd do that deal.
Would you?
Yeah. What are the comps? I already forgot what he said. The comps in the area. I'm sure they're in this video.
Yeah. I mean,
so
if all else fails, you could do videos for a living. Actually, I mm-hmm. think that's what he does.
So this is, I don't think it's crazy. So my point is, sometimes it's okay. Don't get too far out of your comfort zone. I really, especially because this is not, he's not brand new. He's done 20 deals. Yeah. So let's say on deal two, I maybe not get so excited about this. Deal 20, 40, 50, deal 100, you got, everything's a smooth money, you know, machine with all your other stuff. You're like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to take on this deal. It's not what I normally do, but I'm going to learn how to do this process because I might do more of these someday.
Exactly.
For that reasons, I would do a deal like this.
Yeah. And I think that you're going to need a drone this with this level of property. This could be a home run. Mm-hmm. All right. He's buying it for 10 acres for 10 grand in a picture perfect area.
Exactly. So there's a locked gate.
It's probably a $100,000 property.
By the way, the seller says it's buying a locked gate doesn't necessarily mean that's true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can't assume, you know, you have to check them out, and I'm okay with that. And then maybe it's a quick little bolt cutter situation.
You know, whenever there's bolt cutting, I'm the one standing there. So, Jill's somewhere off, not in a different county usually.
You know, we've had these conversations. You know, maybe you're dragging, remember that whole dragging a railroad tie?
Yeah.
There's your access road.
You know, for this kind of property too, what I was going to say is you got to pull the stops out on the marketing. So you're going to need drone shots and all that.
Yeah.
Actually, going out there with a drone, having somebody go out there with a drone, even if...
That's going to get over
the gate
and then figure it all out.
Yeah. That'll give you a lot of really good information.
I agree. Totally agree.
Do the deal, I guess.
Yeah.
Today's topic, land investment opportunity, zip code by zip code. This is the meat of the show. So yesterday I was talking about this deal that Jill and I are doing right now, and it's a piece of property that we sent out a mailer to buy houses in a really urban area, which we successfully do every single week. And we found out this property's on an acre, which we can, without even changing zoning, get a parcel split. So there's three total properties. So we're going to make several hundred thousand dollars on this deal without doing any work. Oh my God, Steve, you just said you shouldn't have to do anything to a property when you sell it. That's how you roll. Well, if I'm going to fill out, I'd be crazy not to fill out some papers to make $100,000 more. That's just crazy. So that's what we're doing. And this is the kind of thing, this all happened because I brought data. I scrubbed the data down to the local zip code. And then even further than that, used some census tract pricing logic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to send an offer to every property owner in one county, let's say, every 5-acre property owner in one county, and kind of shotgun approach that way. It's another thing when you get to the next level to really look at zip code by zip code, how properties are priced. And even then, sometimes you have to go down further. I'm telling you, it's a step in the right direction. The further down you go locally to price property, pricing mail is... You live and die by that as a land investor.
You really have to dig into it. I was just thinking about some of this property that we were looking at recently in northern part of Arizona, and there's you think it's all cabin property? No, it's not. There's lake cabin property. There's golf course cabin property. There's next to a road. Cabin part, highway,
exactly.
Cabin property, not just road, a highway. So this is the kind of stuff that I want to talk about on the show, and they could be in the same zip code. So you gotta really, like you just said, drill down there and get into it. And that's where I know that a lot of people, when you say census tracts, well, first they don't know what that is, and then to get in that detail, it takes some time. But like you just said, Stephen, the more you do it and get in there and really. You'll see it. You can pull the numbers and go, wow, this whole pocket. Okay, now I know all the homes right around the lake here. Okay, I got to add 10,000.
Right.
Check. And now by doing that, you will have, your results will be better.
That's right.
You'll get more higher positive yield. Results of people that you're, and then as you go out from the lake, okay, that's great. Now you're going to find another little pocket over here. Like, wow, these people happen to all be on a golf course. Okay, all the homes facing the golf course, I can see their numbers. Look at all the comps. You know, these are all, and I'm not just saying homes, I'm just saying pieces of dirt, because a lot of these are just
right.
Property that it's just coming, you know, and there you go. closer to a town, further away from a town. There's so many things that you need to look at when you're doing your pricing, and it all gives you better results.
Right. And the place to start by what Jill's talking about is by zip code, not by county. The counties are too big.
Mm-hmm.
By zip code, really get in there. And then I don't want you to have analysis paralysis. You do have to at some point say, you know what, it's not perfect, but it's going in the mail today because that's my deadline.
Mm-hmm.
But the zip code is the way to start.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if here's an example, 85251 and 85258 mm-hmm. are both Scottsdale.
Right.
And you know those zip codes really
I
well.
I do.
Can you even imagine how different those pricings are?
Very different.
85251 is
probably $100,000 price difference.
Yeah. In Old Town, 85251, and then 85258 is like the middle center, getting kind of expensive.
Exactly.
85253 is the most expensive zip code
yep.
in Arizona. And that's they all touch each other.
Yep.
So you really, really, really have to, not on your first mailer, but you have to understand how that... Yeah, with every mailer, you have to get down further, closer to the ground.
I love it. And I think really what we're doing here is just making you aware of what you need to be thinking about and the reasons why, and encourage you to spend the time to do it right.
Yep.
You know, even though we have mail down as cheap as possible, I don't want to waste my mail.
Exactly.
I don't want to waste my time, my energy. Even if I'm not answering the phone, I don't want my staff answering the phone. What if I'm paying for Pat Live? I don't want to pay for an extra 100 phone calls that didn't need to happen and the mail that went out just to get those phone calls.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Exactly.
The reason you're doing this here is to hopefully do as little work as possible, like spend a little more time on the front. Get good offers out there for only the real solid people calling you back, and then you do those deals.
Yep. Perfect, Jill. You nailed it. But you can't expect that to do that the first time.
It's true.
Out of the box. And you can't expect to send 300 or 400 letters out and buy a house or a great infill lot like Matt's got here. That's just not how it works. You do have to at least plan for 1,500 units.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We do them. I mean, we send out 80,000 letters.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where we are right now.
Right.
So get to know the zip codes. It's going to pay off huge. That's my whole point here.
It really will.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 or minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss professional land acquisitions, a step-by-step approach.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's another good day, too.
I was hoping you're just going to talk.
Well, I don't know. Tomorrow's my birthday. We'll see how it goes.
What? Oh, you just slid that in there, didn't
you? I did slide that in there. And we answer your questions posted on landinvestors.com. It is our online community, and it is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
All right, 4th of July. You got the barbecue? You ready?
Yeah.
Can we go now? Can I go now?
I know you
love the 4th
of July.
Is it fired up?
Ever since I've known
you. I wish I could like crack a beer right here so someone could hear
it. What is it about this holiday that you love so much, other than it's the day before your birthday?
I just love the summertime.
Oh.
I love the summer. I love the beach. I love the sand. I love the fireworks.
Oh,
you know what?
Sure.
Everyone is celebrating. It is so much fun, and we're going to have a blast tonight. I am so excited.
I love your enthusiasm, Jill.
Thank you. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.